So I was trying to tell this morning of some things that God did for me, and I can only tell a little bit because people call me a liar. When I tell them my rabbit story, I told them this morning, a man called me a liar. He won't come around anymore. He says, Brother Walpole told me a lie. I told him how that one time when I was the Sunday school superintendent, I needed a rabbit to illustrate the Sunday school lesson, so of course I got my rabbit on Saturday. And Sunday morning when I got up early, I thought, my goodness, my poor rabbit has had nothing to eat. Why? That's terrible. I had a rabbit and I didn't take care of him. And so I went down Myrtle Avenue thinking that maybe I could find an open store someplace, but everything was locked. And so I didn't get scared. I just stood still and closed my eyes and talked to Jesus about my rabbit. I stood like this. I can show you the spot. It was right near the fire on the sidewalk. And when I opened my eyes, right at the tip of my toes, there was a bunch of cabbage or something that rabbits like to eat. Now, we call that Kohl in German. And it was tied together, and there were dewdrops on it. And now, if all the preachers in the world don't believe it, my rabbit believed it, and he ate it. You know, as it was in the days of Noah. Those professors of theology, those sons of God, didn't believe Noah. But the camels and the donkeys, they all went in. And my rabbit, he received it and he believed it. And oh, the unsearchable riches of Christ, they are waiting to be bestowed upon God's people.